Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games right here.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
To our mates at King G, welcome to the Triple M Saturday Scrum.
It's a Saturday Scrum. Lovely to have your company. Just an hour to share with you. In this hour, we're going to go inside the Queensland camp with Ben Dobbin. I'm also going to hear from Jai Arra. Right now, though, it's time to hear from this man.
Reedy's mail.
This man isn't with us in the flesh, but he's with us. Gerds, every time I look around, I kind of feel his presence.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, when an avocado has been sitting there for about 4 weeks.
Yeah, that kind just of goes a little bit off colour and soggy.
Exactly. Reedy, how are you, buddy?
Oh, geez, that was a great intro.
Where are you, Reedy, honestly?
Compared to a stinky avocado.
You're in 1 week, you're out the next week. What's happening?
I'm at kids' footy, actually. The young kids, the Barcelona of the beach, as I call them. They've had a two-all draw this morning. My son scored scored a goal, actually, Oliver.
Oh, really?
It was a pretty exciting morning for the family. It's his first goal of the year. Put him up front.
Yeah.
Showed a bit of his father's killer instinct in front of goal, you know.
Where do you usually play him?
I don't know, wherever I can fit him in. No, he plays a bit of wing normally. Yeah, but no, today he played centre forward, so. They did good, actually. The whole lot of them did. They had no subs. It was a really good game.
I love it. All right. Well, let's talk about really good game. We've already talked a little bit about Matt Dufty and his performance against the Broncos. Our club's lining up. What's happening? And is there any? I know there's been a petition doing the rounds
because
I haven't signed it yet. I think it was 4,000 or something have signed.
You would have been straight in there.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. I cannot believe it. It defies all logic. But there you go. I've said it already. Where is he likely to meet up?
Well, look, he's got a meeting actually this week. There's a meeting scheduled in Canberra with the Raiders. I know he's obviously, his management's looking around for him. They've made contact with Canberra, as I understand that Canberra are going to meet with him at some point this week. Obviously, they've got some money to spend with George Williams. They've now agreed a settlement with George Williams. George Williams will be officially leaving the club at some point. Well, he's left, but the official paperwork will go through at some point this week. So they've got some money now to spend, and it looks like they're going to have a look at Matt Dufty. Now, they've obviously got Charles Nicol Klokstad there. He's coming off some pretty serious neck surgery, won't play again this year. So I think they're looking at Dufty as potential insurance for Nicol Klokstad. And you know, if they do decide to press ahead and they sign him, then maybe it means Nicol Klokstad moves to the centres. I just think they think, you know, they might get him a decent value. He's a good player. He's had a pretty good year, and he gives them some good depth there. So Canberra's emerged as a bit of a wild card there. Brisbane are in as well, or are thinking about coming in, but he's going to have a few options. Amazingly, given the way he's played, not many, but I think that's just because most clubs have settled at fullback.
And do you think it won't happen? Anthony Griffin won't have seen that and gone, you know what? Maybe it's worth pursuing that.
No, I checked it on Friday, and their stance hasn't changed. I mean, there won't be a reprieve at the Dragons. I think that decision's been made, and they won't be reversing.
Okay. So, Reedy, it sounds like more than just his asking price, the financial decision. It sounds like there could be some other issues there.
Well, it's funny, Gertz, because I chased this around on Friday because that's what everyone says, right? What's wrong with Matt Dufty? But you know, I spoke to Shane Flanagan about him. Flanagan worked with him last year, and he said, look, he's the sort of kid who asks a lot of questions, but it's not like a rebellion. It's more a kid who likes to know why you're asking him to do something. He doesn't, you know, he wants an explanation, but he said he had no problems working with him. He actually found him a pleasure to work with. So it's intriguing that there seems to be this smell around him. I think it's because, you know, obviously the Dragons have made the decision to let him go and no one can work out why. And he might have a personality issue there, but he doesn't have it. And it doesn't sound like he's got an inherent issue with him as a bloke. I think you know, maybe he's just, I don't know. I don't think anyone can really work it out. But the best I can work out is there's no issue with the kid. He's a good kid, and the Dragons have been at pains to say that. I don't think it's a personality decision. I think it's a football and a cap decision.
Did he price himself out of it?
Well, I think initially the asking price was pretty steep. And, you know, obviously fullbacks get good money. But I think there's an agreement he's not one of the genuine elite fullbacks, right? He's not He's not a Papenhuyzen or a
Turbo,
guys.
Yeah, no.
Tommy or Dora Tedesco. So his initial asking price, it was pretty steep, probably for a second tier fullback. But you know, he's going to have to drop that now. There's no doubt about that because he's not. It's clear he's not going to get that money, even if he ends up getting an offer from, say, Canberra or the Broncos. He's just not going to get that money from them.
All right. Well, he's a local junior. We'll be gone from the Dragons. What about, I mean, Lachlan Fitzgibbon, he's been up there at the Knights. He's still got a couple of years left.
Well, he's off contract. The Knights have made him an offer for a couple of years. Yeah. Now, the issue for him is that his management's now chopped his name around to other clubs. So the sense is that maybe he wants to see if he can get more elsewhere. He's an interesting one on a couple of levels. If you remember the off-season when the Mitchell Pearce texting fiasco was going on and there were suggestions he'd fallen out with Lachlan Fitzgibbon over that. The other interesting part of this is his dad, Mark Fitzgibbon's the head of NIB, which is their major sponsor. So it's a bit of a delicate one for the Knights. They've got to, I guess, be careful how they handle it. But they have made him an offer and he is considering it. It's just his management, I suspect, are looking for a better deal or at least some more bargaining power for him elsewhere.
All right, the Panthers obviously got 1,000 playing for the Blues, but that man Kirk Capewell for the Maroons, there's plenty of interest in him and north of the border as well.
Yeah, well, look, Penrith thought they were going to keep him as little as a week ago. They thought they were going to get a one-year deal done for him and he would stay, but talking to them on Friday, they're now working under the assumption that he's going. They don't think they can keep him. I think part of that is he's had a big offer from the Cowboys, a couple of years there. On pretty good money, and the Cowboys and the Panthers just can't compete with that money, given they've got a fair few players they've got to tie up the next year or two. So it looks like he'll be going at the end of the year. Brisbane are looking at him as well, looking at both him and Jaden Sewer. I don't think they've made an official decision on which way they're going to go yet. I think in that case, it'll probably hinge a little bit on money, but Capel won't be at Penrith next year. I think you can put a line through that happening, and at the moment, the Cowboys are probably the favourites to sign him.
All right, and you said so Jaden Sewer is another one that the Broncos are looking at.
Yeah, well, the Broncos are having a good look at Jaden Sewer. You know, obviously, he's a former Bronco, and the suggestion is he's keen to get home to Brisbane. So, I think at the moment he's their preference.
What sort of dog is it in the background there, Reedy?
I don't know. It looks like a cattle dog. It's not happy. It's on a leash. I think it wants to go for a run.
Yeah, chase the kids around.
Is something you would typically scream out to the Barca of the Beaches in the earlier game for inspiration?
No, it's all about moving the ball. It's all about ball movement. No, pass the ball. And when they lose the ball, just get back to your positions.
Okay.
It's not rocket science.
You're keeping it simple for the kids.
I'm sure Pep Guardiola's not making massive demands of Manchester City.
They playing out from the back, are they, Reedy, or are they... What's their strategy?
Play out from the back.
Time to check in with Ben Dobbin from Rush Around Queensland. Hey, Dobbo.
Hey, guys. How are we? Who would have thought we'd be talking about State of Origin in Townsville? Two home games for Queensland. It doesn't get any better, does it?
Doesn't get any better.
Gloating will get you everywhere.
What's the vibe like up there, Dobbo, this time around? It's been, you know, Kevy's not there. He's got his own problems at the Broncos, which aren't getting any easier at the moment. But with Paul Green in charge?
Oh, look, I mean, Paul Green's a pretty intense coach as it is, and you guys would all know him. And he runs a pretty tight ship. And I think, to be honest with you, he's taken a lot of the way he does, very organised, very structured, and put it into this Origin camp. Origin camps from previous coaches, Wayne, Kevy, Mal, have been a little bit more relaxed, but they've also had some of the best players to ever play the game. So I suppose in some ways, Paul Green's doing what he thinks he needs to do to get a victory. Now, throw in that this New South Wales side is, if you look at it, is probably more talented on paper, but we all know that Origin comes down to a lot more things other than just talent. And I think Paul Green's pretty confident and most of Queensland are pretty confident they can get the job done on Wednesday.
Tom, you've obviously had exclusive access to the Queensland team, but he's kind of locked us out a bit. He's let you in for a couple of minutes and watch a bit, and then he's closed the doors. He's obviously taking this seriously, but the whole mystique around Origin is to sell as much as you can. I mean, the more we see, the more we want to watch it. And at the moment, Paul Green's kind of gone down into the bunkers.
Mate, you're dead right. I mean, Channel 9 do the promo shoot, and that was on Wednesday at Seba. So the vision that you'll see come Wednesday night, if you're watching the TV, is of, you know, Cameron Smith talking about the Maroons and them all standing there. Well, Greeny actually got upset with the fact that it was taking longer than expected from Channel 9. And, I mean, this is the rights holders. He is very focused about making sure that the players are the priority. We had a meeting with him a week before Origin, where he read us the Riot Act, all the media about exactly what he expected. And that's a bit like throwing a red rag at a bull with some of us. All in all, yes, we get the interview, then we get thrown out. There's coaches have been different. Mal would never worried about that. Wayne never worried about it. Kevin never worried about it. They obviously put the cameras down. But we saw all those big fans at Cbus 2 days ago, because obviously that Queensland Country Bank Stadium's a horseshoe, and they reckon the breeze come that southern end is obviously that affects it. So what they've done is Greeny brought fans in to counteract the breeze, so it could. So he's meticulous in his preparation. But all that counts for nothing come Wednesday night if you don't step up when it matters.
Did he make him wear blindfolds? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, New South Wales often, you know, they get hassled out for potentially not understanding the concept and what Origin's all about. But I would have to say, Dobbo, in relation to the commercial sense of the product, New South Wales really do get it. I mean, you haven't heard a lot of whinging coming from the southern state in relation to taking the game up there, because we all understand that we need to get this game played. And Freddie opens the books. He opens the doors, and he realises the players are all getting $30,000 for the game. He realises who's paying the $30,000, and he gives total access, because everyone at this time of year, as MG touched on, wants to read about Origin. They want to hear about Origin. They want the stories. They want to know who's in. They want to know who's out. And it's an obligation from both camps and both states to supply that to the people that are going to put it out where it needs to go.
Oh, good. He's preaching to the converted here, but I suppose if Freddie loses another Origin series and Queensland win it, would you rather win an Origin series or get all fluffy about a story with what the players are doing and them watching golf? And I think that's where Paul Green's at the moment. Now,
yeah, but it shouldn't be Paul Green's decision, Dobbo, is where I'm coming from. Well, it should be the NRL should put in a mandate saying that, you know, you guys are allowed to have access to promote this footy game.
Well, I agree. I absolutely agree. And this has been a battle that we've had. We weren't allowed to. I rang him and he wouldn't give us any. I just asked him before the Origin camp started. I rang him and said, "Mate, is Cohen Hess a chance?" And he said, "I'm not talking any discussions or selections with you at all." And yeah, normally as it goes, we all got tipped aside a couple of days before, and you know, we don't break trust and we just leak a few names. But none of that went on this time at all. And he's ruled like that a fair bit. But in saying that, all that will count for nothing, that mean nothing if Queensland get the win from a Queensland perspective. I understand that. I didn't understand the enormity, I've got to be honest with you, of what Townsville and North Queensland and what this means to them. I understand if it went to New South Wales, Canberra, I would have been equally as happy. I didn't care. I think Origin's a great concept wherever it's played. But when you hear Gordon Tallis talk about his father, Wally Tallis, and the fact that the street named along the stadium is called Wally Tallis Way, and what it meant growing up watching blokes from the Burdekin represent Queensland and then go on and play for Australia, and everybody doubted them. Then the Broncos came and they took their, and the Sydney took their best players. It is a heartland for rugby league. So for the one-off occasion due to COVID, I really am excited about what it's going to bring to Townsville next week. I understand that we're not getting anywhere near the access we do from a Queensland perspective. I'd be highly surprised if we could even get Queensland players on today, or whether or not that even happens. But it has been difficult. But I am looking forward to what this spectacle will be come Wednesday night in Townsville.
Dubbo has similar stories to Townsville. He could have just, you know, gone.
We had Jai Arrow on earlier. So Jai was good.
It's their day off.
Jai was absolutely good on the day off, and he did come on. That's true. The thing about Townsville is that if it was going to be in Melbourne anyway, which is pretty much a Queensland home game, because all of Melbourne goes to Noosa for their holidays, so they kind of feel Queensland
when they're allowed to.
Exactly, if they're allowed to. All right. So from the small bits you've been able to glean, is it a confident camp?
Yeah, look, there was some doubt around the fact, obviously, the whole AJ Brimson, Cam Munster, and Kalen Ponga. Kalen Ponga did not want to come into camp. He'd ruled himself out pretty much, and Newcastle wanted him to stay in rehab because he was under the best program. The fact is that Queensland wanted him up there, he was never going to play. So I think the umming and ahhing, the toing and froing over the first few days, Munster was always going to play. He's going to be right. So all in all, it's a pretty seamless camp. They haven't had those big bonding sessions that we've heard about. There's not those kind of characters that are going to lead that. They're fairly focused on just wanting to, and it's a bit of a changing of the guard in that sort of sense. But what we know is that all in all, their preparation's been outstanding. I spoke to a player today. He said the last two training sessions have been unbelievable. They'll have a semi-opposed session tomorrow and then fly to Townsville on Monday. And then from there, we get, you know, a captain's run, which we're not allowed to watch, which we normally traditionally have watched. And then it's game on.
All right. It's a slightly different one, this State of Origin. Hey, Dobbo, what is the same? It's a terrific report from you. Thanks so much. We'll chat again soon.
Good on you guys. Cheers.
There we go.
Ben Dobbo. Come down here, Dobbo, if you got nothing to report on, mate. We'll let you in. We'll show you around. We'll give you some stories.
Anytime.
If you get bored, mate.
Come in. Yeah. I want to come back.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. Believe it or not.
I put a statement to you. You tell me whether you believe it or not.
I hope this segment goes better than your last one.
Oh, what do you mean?
That was a bit of a debacle, mate, if I say.
Well, I'm just going to say, I was about to say
get
that
ready.
Was the best quiz we've ever done. So this could be anything. Sean Johnson, believe it or not, Sean Johnson is the perfect halves partner for Matt Burton at the Bulldogs. Good?
I believe that could work. Yep. I do believe that Sean Johnson's still got some good footy left in him. I think the rule changes could really help his game. He's obviously come back from a pretty serious Achilles injury, so we probably haven't seen the best of him yet. I thought he was pretty good in their Sharks win last week against the Dragons. And for the right price, I think he could do a good job over there at the Sharkies, the Dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, at the moment we have Shawnee playing in the number 7 position, calling the plays, getting the team around the park, and he did a good job last week with Matty Moylan, and it's something we'll definitely look to build in the back end of the season. So, yeah, for sure he could do the job.
I think, I don't. I think the young Flanagan is the man. I think he's going to grow into that spot, and I think Burton could be the perfect bloke for him. I think Sean Johnson would be perfect at South Sydney.
Okay, beautiful. Believe it or not, look, this is an oldie, but given the fact that people are on report much simpler now, given the contact with the head, if a player is suspended during a club game, it should not count for Origin. They don't miss Origin games. They just miss the club game, Wade Graham.
Well, I missed my debut for a club suspension for Origin.
Wow.
I've always felt that, you know, Origin, Graham, so for normal points in the club, 100 points is a week you miss. Mm-hmm. I always feel like Origins in finals, grand finals, should be worth a few more points, 200, 300 points. And if you have a charge that goes above that, well, you missed the game.
Yep.
But if you don't, well, you're allowed to play and you just serve your club time.
Does that mean you're charged at that higher rate if you do something wrong in those games, though?
It's a good question. It's a good question.
but that's the first positive feedback I've got from him today.
Good question.
Yeah, but that's just... Yeah.
It's been a long show, half an hour ago.
But he doesn't believe it, and I don't believe it, neither does MG. No. Move on to the next question.
You don't believe that
what
at all?
What was the question?
A player is suspended during a club game, it shouldn't count for Origin. You don't miss Origins, you miss club games only, and you still can play in the Origin. MG?
I like what I said. I think they should be, you know, I don't like seeing players missing grand finals or Origin because of, carryover points or demerit points that, you know. So, yeah, I believe that. I like that.
All right. What about this one, MG? Believe it or not, George Burgess would be a great signing if he returns to the NRL.
I don't know about great. Good. Yeah, he'd be a good signing. I think he's just overcome a hip injury that he's had surgery on. We spoke to him about 3 weeks ago on the rush hour, and he was itching to get back to Sydney, and I think he'd be a great asset to any team, you know, in particular someone like the Dragons. Or everyone keeps saying the Bulldogs, but he's still got a lot. He's only 29. He's still got – his brother's been flying at the Rabbitohs. So, yeah, I believe it would be, yeah.
Well, that's the indicator, isn't it? The Tom's still doing a good job, so there's no reason why George couldn't.
They're identical, they do exactly the same.
Well, exactly.
Well, that
you
might
can't
be George.
Say, oh, well, he's too old.
That might be George playing the South. There's
a case in point that he's not. Because he's identical twins doing it.
Exactly. They don't have to. They can send the other one off to the interview, and it doesn't matter.
I wonder if Tom felt the hip injury that his brother had. Like,
you know, he did.
Yeah, like.
What do you reckon? You believe it or not?
Yeah, I believe it. It might take him a while to adjust to the new game, the six agains, get that match fitness back. But, you know, a bit of training under his belt, a bit of game time, I believe it.
Finally, look, I'm just being careful here. Des Hasler, believe it or not, Des Hasler got away with one last week for saying that the Knights won but were, quote, ably assisted.
100% he did. He got away with a... Well, did everyone have their headphones on when he said that? Like, yeah, that's... I put it this way, I've seen less being punished.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was the penalty count?
It was 9-1. No, they got 9-1. Manly got one penalty, 11 seconds. Got one because the young Trebojevic boy who'd been waiting on the bench for 79 minutes came on, three tackles, one hit up, one HIA. Great stat.
He was fortunate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I just love his whole demeanour when he approaches the media and the way he talks and takes his time. And it's a whole show, isn't it? It's entertaining. And
I would hate to be a young reporter interviewing him. Yeah. I would hate to be a young cadet going asking him a question.
Dude, he goes back on the Monday and just rewatches the interview. He just laughs. He says, I've got him here. I've got him a beauty here.
Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. The next big thing.
Next big thing, obviously, is Wednesday night, State of Origin 1 in beautiful Townsville. What is the moment, what is the big thing, MG, that you are looking for from this game?
When two tribes go to war, only one of you can score. Go to war, go to war. Tino Fasuamalaawi and Payne Haas. When two tribes go to war, I want to see these two just ripping and tearing, ripping and a tearing.
And you think they'll
be... And I know we don't want to see anything illegal. We don't want to see but just maybe one punch each and get in the bin for 10 minutes each. Just one each. Just go bang, bang, Nick Lang, off you go. 10 minutes in the bin, then come back on and get stuck into each other again.
I'm out. We can't compete with that. That's the big thing there.
That was it. That was the big thing. It's happened.
What he just said.
What he just did. Yeah. How he presented that. That's outstanding.
Hey, you're sitting here and learning, isn't it, from the feet of a master. What's
going on inside my head?
Ripping and a tearing.
Ripping and a tearing.
What have you got for us?
My big thing for the Origin game is Cleary takes club form to Origin level. I think we've been waiting for that for a little while, and there's been a little bit of noise around his performances at, stepping up into that Origin arena. So I think we're going to see it, not just on Wednesday, but through the whole series.
And my big thing, my man Latrell returns back there, up against maybe Kurt Capewell in the right centres. I think if the...
Or gay guy.
I think if the New South Wales forwards do a good job and they don't even need to win the middle, they just need to be even in the middle, I think the class of Teddy at the back, Latrell one-on-one, he'd be looking to make a statement. Fast track. I think the Blues by a bit.
Really? You're that confident?
I think the Blues by a bit. Off the back of last year, despite going to Townsville, I think if we can do our job in the middle and just keep that as even as possible, I think Teddy playing out to the left with Latrell and To'o, I think they'll be strong.
It's interesting listening to the way that they've prepared through Dobbo and through Paul Green and, just talking about off air. You know, Origin's all about, representing football's all about just getting in there and trying to create a relaxed environment and get everyone just to sort of gel socially and then, on the field. We've had people in the past come in and try and overcoach, and I think by the sounds of things, there's, it seems like a pretty strict regime up there at Queensland at the moment, and maybe that might affect them. Who knows?
It'll work one of two ways, won't it?
Yeah.
It's either going to be against them or for them.
See, the beautiful thing about MG is that he speaks simply, but he gets it across beautifully.
Why, Tony? Because it's beer o'clock, baby.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.